This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for November 2009. How does classical music play a part of Charles Dickens' life as an author and a musician, and what instruments did he play? As a small child, Charles Dickens learned to play the piano, the violin, and to sing. Charles' friends bear testimony to his vocal power and his love of songs and singing. As a small boy, he and his sister Fanny stood on a table singing songs and acting them out as they sang them. Throughout his life, he retained his love of vocal music, particularly for national airs and old songs. Moore's Irish melodies also had a special attraction for him. In the beginning days of his reading, his voice frequently used to fail him. And it has been said by Mr. Kitten that in trying to recover his lost power, he would test it by singing these melodies to himself as he walked around. Many years later, during his transatlantic voyage, he wrote to Forster, telling him that he had bought an accordion. "The steward lent me one on the passage out, and I regaled the ladies' cabin with my performance. You can't think with what feeling I played Home Sweet Home every night, or how pleasantly sad it made us." In 1867, while in Boston, Dickens wrote a humorous letter to his daughter on singing in a concert on board ship. Dickens wrote, "We had a speech-making and singing in the saloon of the Cuba after the last dinner of the voyage. I think I have acquired a higher reputation from drawing out the captain and getting him to take the second part in All's Well." Dickens took delight in hearing music and was always an appreciative yet critical listener to what was good and tuneful. His favorite composers were Mendelssohn, Chopin, and Mozart. J.T. Field, in his book Yesterdays with Authors, says, "To hear Dickens sing an old-time stage song, such as he used to enjoy in his youth in the London theater, was to become acquainted with one of the most delightful and original companions in the world." Charles Dickens enjoyed music in his home in the evening. His daughter said that on one occasion a member of his family was singing a song while he was apparently deep into reading his book, when he suddenly got up and said, "You don't make enough of that word." And he sat down by the piano and showed them how it should be sung.